Okay.
Thanks.
It's a status report, so we'll move on to 13. Is that right? Which is a Goodwin residence, Santa Barbara.
Right.
Briggs?
This is for the board to consider waiver waste discharge requirements for an on-site disposal system in Santa Barbara County. It's a little unusual, although you approved actually a similar situation on the consent calendar earlier in Monterey County. Ryan Lodge of our staff will be making the staff presentation.
Good morning, members of the board. My name is Ryan Lodge. I'm a water resource control engineer. Here to present the Goodwin Residence on-site disposal system waiver resolution. This is a conventional on-site treatment system. It's a conventional septic system, but it's within the city of Santa Barbara. We don't have a memorandum of understanding with the city.
Can I stop you for just 1 second? We have one screen up here. It's not working. How do we turn this monitor on?
Am I to turn something on here? Please, display current. I tried that. Oh, we tried that too. Let's see. Now.
No, there's no power to the monitor. Doesn't appear there's any power to the monitor.
Hold it. Okay.
She's got her laptop and everything here. So.
Hold on just a second. We'll have...
If it can be quickly
technical.
Remedied, yeah.
City of Watsonville here.
Moment, I will slide over and we can continue. I'll just share with David.
Okay. Probably unplugged. There we go. You're on now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's try it again.
Not in this case. We're ready to go now. I'm sorry for the interruption.
It's okay. So as I was saying, this is for a conventional on-site treatment system. It's within the city of Santa Barbara, though. We don't have a memorandum of understanding with the city that would allow them to review and approve on-site treatment and disposal systems. The county of Santa Barbara does not have jurisdiction to review and approve systems within the city of Santa Barbara itself. And therefore, the project applicant submitted a report of waste discharge with us. We received the application in March, and the applicant requested timely processing of his application. We don't normally review and approve these. We don't usually see these before us. It's not an advanced system. It's just a typical, again, a conventional on-site treatment system. We originally planned to enroll the system under the proposed general waiver for on-site systems, which was before the board, or which was planned to be before the board in May, but was pulled off that agenda. So at that point, we drafted an individual waiver for the site. For the project applicant, this is the last issue that needs to be resolved before he can get a building permit from the city of Santa Barbara. The site is located in the city of Santa Barbara, and I have to apologize a little bit for the lack of detail on this map. I was hoping to be able to use a laser pointer, but I'm not sure if you're going to be able to see that on the big screen over there. But it's located near the Santa Barbara Bowl, which is over here. You have Highway 101.
Hang on just a second, through. Ryan. There's probably a way to use a pointer on the monitor so that it would show up here, I would guess. Do you know that?
There, can you see that?
Mouse?
Can you see that?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have the Santa Barbara Bowl, which is located right about here. This is Milpas Street heading down this way. Whoops. Oh, so it's a concert venue. If you know where that is, it might orient you. Highway 101 running down the south, the lower part of the screen there. Here we have an aerial photo which has the sanitary sewer overlay and property lines, the parcel map. The green on the map are is the sanitary sewer. The blue, I'll have to use the mouse, it tends to move the slides ahead. The blue is a stream. The parcel that we're talking about is this one here. It's the empty one in the middle.
You said the blue, is that a creek?
That's an ephemeral stream. Okay. It runs when it's raining pretty heavily. It actually comes out underneath the road and goes under this house here, and then goes on it's on the adjoining property. So the property is in a sewered area of the city, but the nearest sewer is on an adjacent street, which is over here. And the city of Santa Barbara has issued a finding that because the sewer does not abut the property, it's considered the sewer is not available to the property. So the city has indicated that absent an easement with a neighbor to connect to the sewer via gravity line, which would be over in the lower left-hand corner, there's a gravity line over here, but would require an easement with this property owner. Absent that easement, the project applicant could look to get approval to install an on-site treatment and disposal system. Absent that easement, the property owner, project applicant, did negotiate and has negotiated with several of the neighbors, but was not able to come to an agreement on a sewer easement. The system itself is designed for a single-family resident. I got one right here. Matt just brought it. Single-family resident, four-bedroom home. We'll have a 1,500-gallon septic tank and two drywells, each 65 feet deep and 4 feet in diameter. On this next slide, I don't expect you to be able to read the fine print on there. I just wanted to give you an idea of what the system looks like. This is a cross-section. The dashed lines on each side are the property lines on the left and the right that correspond to these property lines here, this one on the left and this one on the right. So it's a cross-section across here.
Is that all 30% slope?
Not all of it. Actually, the steepest part in the disposal area is right at 30%, depending on which direction, which cross-section you're looking at,
okay.
Which is this cross-section here. So it's right at 30%, which is why they're proposing drywalls rather than a leach field system. So in order to comply with the basin plan requires that if you're at 30% or over, that you must locate your disposal area so that when you project a line at a 20% slope, which is this dashed line here, that's 20%, it cannot intersect the ground surface, which is this here, within 100 feet. And so this line, it represents the 100 feet line, and they still have about 6 feet below ground surface. So that satisfies the basin plan setback requirements for installing a disposal system on steep slopes. Essentially, what they've done is the drywall is drilled. They've actually already drilled the drywalls. They did it in February. The bottom half here, the bottom portion here is the 10 feet. They over-drilled by 10 feet to verify that there was no groundwater located within 10 feet of the drywall. They put a concrete cap 15 feet below grade to compensate for the steep slope, and the pipe perforations start below the concrete cap. So this is essentially the disposal area down here. There is an ephemeral stream on the adjacent property. It's approximately 140 feet away from the drywalls, which is in excess of the basin plan requirement of the 100-foot minimum setback. There are no domestic wells in the area. Everybody in that area is on city water. And the proposed system complies with the basin plan. requirements for on-site disposal and treatment systems, and will be protective of water quality and human health. The comment period for the resolution ended on June 30th. The response to comments are included in the supplemental sheet for this item dated July 2nd. We received comments from the City of Santa Barbara, Yahealy Ocean, and several of the neighbors. The city requested a language change, which I will go over on in the next slide in a moment. The main issue raised by the other commenters was that the project applicant should connect to the sanitary sewer either uphill from the property, and I did forget to mention that the property slopes, the street is the highest point in this area. It all slopes down from the street level. So some of the commenters were that comments that he should connect to the sanitary sewer over on this side street, which is about 70 feet away, which would require that he trench down the street and install it and install a pump system to get the sewage up the hill, or that he enter into an agreement, an easement agreement, either with the neighbor on this side or the downhill neighbor to connect to the sanitary sewer via gravity line.
Mr. Lodge, while you have this slide up, could you tell us where the Ramsey property is?
The Ramsey property is...
Which one is that?
It's on the left, sorry.
It is
this one here.
I see, okay. Thank you.
So the easement with that property owner would most likely end up down at this corner and would hook into the line right here, and that's a gravity line.
Where is the proposed structure going to be located?
It will be up at near the street level, or near the street, I should say. The disposal system is down in this corner of the lot. So the project applicant did look into connecting to the sewer uphill and found that it would be cost prohibitive to do that, or very costly. He's attempted to negotiate easement agreements with several of the neighbors unsuccessfully. And the city ultimately provided him with the option of installing an on-site system as long as he gets approval from the water board. And ultimately, the system does comply with all the basin plan requirements for on-site systems.
I do have one question, Mr. Lodge. I did read through the report, and that comment was regarding meeting basin plan requirements stated throughout the report, but I'm curious, does that include the recent basin plan amendments for on-site wastewater systems?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
So the city provided a comment, essentially, which was a language change on page 2 of the resolution, finding 5, which currently reads that the development of the site requires an on-site wastewater disposal system. That language isn't accurate. It doesn't require it. It is one of the options available to the project applicant. So they suggested with the language replacing that with both the California Plumbing Code and the Santa Barbara City Ordinances allow for the installation of on-site wastewater disposal system with approval from the authority having jurisdiction. And board staff concur with that language change. So I just like to conclude by reminding you that the proposed system does comply with the basin plan requirements for on-site systems. They meet the setback requirements for steep slope, for proximity to any type of a well, or for proximity to streams. It's protective of water quality and protective of human health, and complies, again, with the basin plan. And so with that, I'd recommend that the board approve the resolution with the suggested changes, language changes to finding number 5. Are there any questions?
Mr. Press.
A few questions. The chair or Mr. Briggs said that this item didn't differ from number 12, but it seems that there was less of an opportunity for connecting to a sewer line in the other item on the consent calendar. Is that right?
I'm not familiar with the other item on the consent calendar.
All right. Could you explain to me more about why the easement through the Ramsey property fell through? I read through the exchange between the property owners, and it seemed like there's plenty of easements on this street getting sewer lines through properties. So what's going on?
From what I know, you know, they negotiated for, I think, close to a year, maybe longer. I know that Mr. Goodwin had indicated at certain points that they had they thought they had an agreement, and it, you know, time is critical when you have a lot that you want to build on. And that was, I think, in July of last year where they started negotiating, and then towards the end of last year, it got to a point where Mr. Goodwin had indicated he needed to move on if he wasn't able to get the easement. But other than that, I don't, you know,
I mean, it sounds like easement language was drafted and
yes,
ready to sign. And
well, it was drafted.
Why didn't, I mean, so it was drafted, it was ready to sign, and?
Right. At a certain point, it was ready to sign, but from what I understand, Ms. Ramsey wasn't signing the document. Mr. Goodwin gave her a deadline saying,
no,
you know,
wait a minute.
I really need to move on.
No, that's not what. The letter, June 18th of this year, by Ms. Ramsey, saying, this is item attachment number 6 at the bottom of the page, eventually, without obtaining the requested information, I signed the sewer easement and sent the original to my attorney.
Right. This is after the property owner, the project applicant, installed 2 drywells, paid to have a design of an on-site system. And so the terms that were maybe agreeable at a certain point, at that point, weren't agreeable, as I understand, with Mr. Goodwin.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't.
Dr. Press, why don't we...
all right, okay.
We do have a card from the applicant here, and we can ask those questions to him, and we'll go forth with that. Is there any other questions of the staff? If not, then I will go to the cards, and... Mr. Goodwin,
Hi there. My name is Kevin Goodwin. I appreciate you taking your time to allow me to speak. What I'd like to do is allow the other speaker to go first. He's going to be representing the law offices of John Tyne, and he'll address your issue. So he is the other speaker card, if that's okay, Chair.
Sure. That's Les. Is that your last name? Are you an attorney, sir?
No. I work with John Tyne.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read the letter. I'm going to read the letter that he wrote to the board. It's, we represent Kevin and Natalie Goodwin on the development of their proposal for a single-family residence at 1303 Farola Road in Santa Barbara, California. As such, we have reviewed the aforementioned resolution documents related thereto. The Goodwins have consistently cooperated with your staff and all regulatory boards addressing this matter in a kind and professional manner, including the timely provisions of all additional information and testing required. This letter addresses the repeated reference and comment letters to the Goodwins' alleged ability to procure a sewer easement across adjoining parcels. In response, we report that the Goodwins have tried in good faith to do so dating back to March of 05. But the adjoining neighbor, Virginia Ramsey, and her Herkowitz family have refused on many occasions to allow this alternative. My firm negotiated over the year with Virginia Ramsey to obtain a private sewer easement over a small portion of her property. Mrs. Ramsey and her family originally owned 1303 Farello and the adjoining lot before the sewer was installed. They did not, as required by code, provide sewer access to this lot when she sold it in 2000 for development. It cannot go unstated that Mrs. Ramsey, since selling 1303 Farella Road in 2000, subject to view easements and other development restrictions, has refused to grant sewer access for the past 8 years. She has unjustifiably thwarted the development efforts of 3 prior owners and the Goodwins. Please do not allow her to continue to benefit from her bad faith. Since acquiring 1303 Farola Road more than 3 years ago, the Goodwins have patiently and diligently explored every possible option for waste disposal, as illustrated by many attachments to the staff supplemental sheet prepared on July 2, 2008, including attachment 4 from the City of Santa Barbara advising that sewer access is not available. Foremost among these efforts were their attempts to work with the neighbors. In mid-2007, the Goodwins tentatively agreed to Mrs. Ramsey's terms for a private sewer easement to be drafted by her attorney. Ms. Ramsey then delayed finalizing and executing that easement for many months, despite multiple requests for her to do so, and she repeatedly attempted to add additional conditions. The Goodwins gave her adequate notice that if she did not sign and return the August 1, 2007 sewer easement drafted by her attorney after months of negotiations on or before December 12, 2007, they would be left with no alternative but to install an on-site disposal system. Ms. Ramsey did not sign and return the easement before December 12, 2007. More than 4 months later, on April 22, 2008, after the Goodwins extended tens of thousands of dollars in site testing and following applications and delays related to this on-site disposal system, Ms. Ramsey apparently signed the invalid sewer easement and forwarded it directly to the State Water Quality Control Board without consulting the Goodwins. This invalid easement was never accepted or signed by the Goodwins, but they offered to accept it in exchange for reimbursement of the additional expenses if Ms. Ramsey incorporated minor modifications consistent with the City of Santa Barbara's need for access to conduct emergency repairs and maintenance. The Goodwins' offer was refused by Mrs. Ramsey. 1 month later, in May of 2008, while the resolution was pending, the Goodwins attempted in good faith to negotiate a sewer easement with the Herkowitz, who had previously refused to discuss a possible easement across their lot. This firm drafted an easement for the purpose in conjunction with the Herkowitz attorney, but the Herkowitz also refused to execute and return it. Our firm, through the years, while attempting to obtain a voluntary sewer easement from the neighboring property owners, also explored the possibility of a sewer easement being granted by the eminent domain based on the lack of access. We worked with the city attorney's office of the Santa Barbara City, but were unable to obtain the necessary easement. Although the Goodwins remained willing to accept sewer easement across a portion of their land, either their land or the neighbor's property, our firm's legal advice is that they first be reimbursed in full for all expenses, including attorney's fees associated with the delays, negotiations related to their efforts to produce such an easement, and to have this on-site waste disposal system approved. Nothing prevents such an agreement following the approval of this resolution. Kindly observe the objective standards set by law and approve this resolution because the proposed system complies with all basin plan requirements, on-site waste treatment, and disposal. So that should answer your question about they've been negotiating a long time with these folks to try and get it. And in my opinion, it's not going to hurt them one bit, and they just refuse to sign it. They want more restrictions and just won't.
Is there any questions to this gentleman? Mr. Hiasi?
You make reference to being reimbursed for expenses. Who would reimburse them for their expenses?
Ms. Ramsey. Because I'll let Kevin address that when he gets up here.
Well, when the Goodwins purchased this property, wasn't that part of the due diligence?
Not necessarily, no.
That would have been.
You would think that any lot in the city would have sewer available, but it wasn't put there when they brought the sewer in because this was developed prior to the sewer system being installed in the city of Santa Barbara.
All right.
Okay, Mr. Goodwin, are you? You have 3 minutes, sir.
I drove up from Santa Barbara today to be here to answer any of your questions. Obviously, I'm the applicant and the owner. My wife would be here as well. She's 8.5 months pregnant, so she's not driving up here. We started this project 3.5 years ago to build a family residence for my wife and I. We had hoped to have it finished before we gave birth, and with all the delays we've been going through, it has yet even started to be built yet. We have tried everything possible to find an alternative method for this solution. Yes, we did our due diligence before we purchased the property. We actually went to the city and explored all those options. The prior developers also had gotten approval from the city to do development there. with the sewer being one of the remaining items. The city did indicate that there is an openness for an on-site sewer system, septic system, if it wasn't able to be procured an easement from one of the neighbors, and we have tried vehemently to try and accomplish that, which has been unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Dr. Press.
Well, so I'm trying to follow the email chain here and comment letters. The most obvious connection is through the Ramsey property, it seems, because that's a gravity feed and it's a short distance. Would you say that, is it a matter of $5,000 or $10,000 off? Or is there something else going on?
It's significantly more than that. You can see the language in the easement. It refers to $16,000 payment, in addition to paying taxes and very other recording costs and her attorney's fees and everything else. And that was language that we had negotiated out approximately a year ago. Since that time, she has refused to do that, and I have incurred a lot of costs continuing down this. And it's not until after the application had been filed, we had already done the testing, drilled the drywells, put in all the infrastructure to have this, that she then signed an easement which had flaws in it from the beginning and sent it directly to the Water Quality Control Board.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just trying
and
to get
the easement's
a,
not
I'm,
valid.
I'm just trying to get a sense of where the easement stands right now. If the parties returned to the table, if you agreed to, I mean, in the scheme of things, if your property is held up for 3 years and so on, and you're $15,000 to $20,000 away from a green light, I don't know. It seems like that would be preferable to all this back and forth, but. I don't have any further questions. I have questions for
I would
for
like
the council
to actually address some of those comments. I wholeheartedly agree with the sentiment there, and I would much rather do a sewer easement than a septic system. It's definitely not my preference. We have tried everything possible to come to terms on that. There are certain flaws currently in the language of the document, such as the city requirements to access it. The easement itself is not valid because of those restrictive language. I've offered to work with her to change that, and she said absolutely not, this one or this one only. Ryan has asked me to continually re-explore the sewer easement issues even after application. We've continued that, and which is where we've continued to be at. What's convenient, though, is even if I'm granted a septic approval for an on-site disposal system, we can still always go back to a sewer system, and you guys will all have to be checking in on a regular basis for maintenance and verifying that the system is continuing to work. We have designed the septic system to be replaced with a sewer at a later point because we're hoping if this neighbor sells, we'll find somebody who's much more reasonable. But at this point, I can't continue on with development until I have an approval. So that's why I'm asking for this approval so that I continue to with the development. And then after there's some terms of realization between the neighbors, we can then move forward on a better system, which would be a sewer system.
Mr. Hayashi, she's in. Mr. Shawcross.
I think that answers my question. I was just going to ask him if the sewer did became available to you from the city, if the city had that, you would consent to changing and connecting to the sewer.
Absolutely. That is definitely my preference. It's a recommendation based on contractor, city staff. Everybody involved in this project wants sewer system. It is just purely not available by any method right now.
Mr. Shawcross.
I'm trying to understand why you put the dry wells in if you didn't have a permit to put in a system.
The dry wells, the way the county of Santa Barbara runs, which we were advised we were going to be working underneath their rules, that the county would have jurisdiction, they require a full testing of the system before they'll even look at an application. They want to know that the percolation test rates are accurate and everything else.
So you don't need a permit to put in the dry wells?
Correct. There is no permit required, and the city verified that, too. They actually stopped construction on it and then allowed it to continue in order to get the information necessary. And then the county said it's not in their jurisdiction and passed it to the state.
Falcon.
Well, if we vote to approve the recommendation of staff, it does not
clearly it does not prevent any further negotiations. In fact, it might enhance negotiations. The testimony is that the this proposed septic system meets all the requirements. So it seems to me that we should go ahead and approve this item, and I so move.
Well, there's some other questions.
Yeah. We'll just hold that motion off for a second. Dr. Press?
This is for a question for a council. So I don't have any further questions. Well, first of all, let me echo what Mr. Hodgins said. I do think that that having a septic approval from this board would potentially make negotiations for a sewer easement go better. I'm reading the staff report saying that the system complies with the basin plan. We would have to come up with different findings in order to reject this, wouldn't we?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so in my view, I'm compelled to approve this.
All requirements.
Yeah.
I have one other question for the applicant. Is there a sewer connection fee with the city of Santa Barbara?
Yes, there is.
And what is that dollar amount?
I don't know the exact dollar amount. It's in the $1,000 to $5,000 range.
Okay. All right. Shellcross?
Yeah, I have a question for staff. I understand that the applicant here is in a hurry to, after 3 years, is pretty anxious. I'm a little concerned that we have an item that is this contentious, that we have an enviro group and neighbors contesting it, and yet we're holding it in Watsonville when it's a Santa Barbara issue, when we could have waited a month and at least held it in San Luis Obispo. This sort of bothers me that none of the people who are contesting this, doesn't seem like they're here, and I can understand why. So I'm wondering, I'm asking staff this. Okay, thanks.
When we originally got the application, like we had mentioned earlier, we were intending to enroll it under the waiver if that had been approved. Which would have been, then we would have provided notification to the board once that happened. And 2 months delay for a single family residence is significant, I think, when you've been waiting. And this is the last issue that needs to be resolved. There's also potential for the neighbors to then petition this decision, which would delay it even further. So we decided to move forward and process it in a timely manner. It happened to be that the meeting, the next meeting available was the July meeting in Watsonville.
I sort of look at it a different way. Since it took 3 years, another month to sort of allow for a fair and, public airing right. of this. I'm inclined to, to support staff's recommendation on this, but it just bothers me that we have an